You're listening to SBS News.
The World Report 2021 by Human Rights Watch has been released, and its findings have prompted several warnings. Human Rights Watch's Australia Director Elaine Pearson says the report has taken aim at Australia for its handling of asylum seekers and refugees, Indigenous rights, children's rights to freedom of expression, disability and older persons' rights, as well as foreign policy, terrorism and counter-terrorism.
I think this report really shows the way in which Australia's global reputation on human rights is being damaged by persistent ongoing human rights issues, particularly against its First Nations people, continued abuses against asylum seekers, and also we cover a range of issues including freedom of expression.
Abuses related to Australia's response to the COVID-19 pandemic have also been identified as a concern in the report.
Obviously, Australia's done very well in controlling COVID-19. However, we have been concerned about some excessive restrictions on movement and some misuse of police powers in Victoria.
The report also criticised Victorian authorities for locking down residents in public housing dwellings during the state's coronavirus outbreak last year. And it highlighted Australia's high number of Indigenous custody deaths and the over-representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in prison. Ms Pearson says these persistent issues are not being addressed.
It's not acceptable for the government to say we're working on it when the reality is we see how systemic inequality and racism is really resulting in the over-incarceration of Aboriginal people. And, you know, we had a Royal Commission into Black deaths in custody 30 years ago this year. And yet last year we saw another 7 Indigenous deaths in custody. So I think we really have to be asking the government, you know, questions about why the responses that they are taking to protect human rights ultimately are failing.
Since a Royal Commission into Black deaths in custody handed down its findings 30 years ago, more than 440 Aboriginal people have died behind bars. A New South Wales parliamentary inquiry scrutinising responses to Black deaths in custody and high Indigenous prison rates is expected to hand down its findings in late March. Human Rights Watch is also calling on more alternatives for lower-grade offenders instead of jail time. The other findings target Donald Trump's administration for its human rights record amid the police response to last year's Black Lives Matter protests and growing xenophobia towards migrant groups. Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth is calling on President-elect Joe Biden to restore the country's credibility.
Donald Trump was a disaster for human rights. One thing that Biden can clearly do is to allow justice to pursue its course with respect to Trump, to show that no one is above the law, or as Biden recently put it, that the president of the United States is not a king. Biden should affirm that promoting human rights is not just an element of U.S. foreign policy, but a guiding principle. That doesn't mean it always wins, but that is a very important factor. And he should then abide by that principle, even when it's politically difficult.
China has also come under fire for delays in reporting its initial coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, as well as the estimated 1 million Muslim Uyghurs into internment camps, along with the stifling of Hong Kong's independence protests. Here's Human Rights Watch China senior researcher Maya Wang.
You can see how the party is becoming more and more intolerant of any kind of independent activity, whether it's in the academia, in the press, on the internet, civil society groups. It's just like there are less and less opportunity for any kind of dependent activities that is independent from, you know, what the state wants.
That report is putting human rights violations back into the spotlight at a time when much of the world's attention is focused on a surging pandemic. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.